Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about a measles exposure in Iowa.
The Iowa Department of Public Health has come out with a statement about measles in Iowa. Can you share what they shared?
Absolutely. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services has informed the Iowa Department of Public Health of a confirmed measles case who exposed Iowans to the highly contagious disease at locations in Des Moines and Ankeny. The infectious individual from Missouri traveled through Iowa and visited the following locations. Anyone who was in the locations at the referenced dates and times was exposed to measles. So I've got two different dates, and I'll make sure I get these to you as well for your website. But Friday, April 13th, from 8:15 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at the Hardee's on Merle Hay Road in Des Moines. That would exclude the drive-thru, so only if you were in the business. And Monday, April 16th, from noon to 4 p.m. at Panera Bread on Southeast Delaware Avenue in Ankeny. If patients were exposed, it is too late to administer vaccine or immune globulin to prevent infection. So we want to make sure if you were in either of those locations and you become ill, you want to make sure that you contact your doctor right away. What you can also do is check your immunization status to ensure that you had both doses of MMR. So for measles, mumps, rubella, you can get that first dose at 12 months. And then again, at 4 to 6 years is typically when those are given.
How contagious is measles?
Measles is extremely contagious. So the reason that we have the time frames for those dates, most people don't spend 3.5 hours in a Hardee's. But when you are in a building or in a space, 2 hours after you leave that space, you are still contagious. People could still be exposed. So even if you didn't come into contact with the actual case, you can still get measles if you do not have the immune response built up in your body.
Is it in the air? Is that how it works?
Correct.
So if people weren't there, but they find out that they still need, you know, maybe the second MMR shot, what do they need to do?
So I would contact either your physician or contact the health department, if that's where you get your immunizations, to determine your immunization status to make sure that either you or your child have had both doses of your MMR vaccine. Measles is incredibly contagious. It's very difficult to contain. So because this happened, say, about 10 days ago, the symptoms of measles start to show up 7 to 21 days post-exposure. So we are in that perfect time frame to start seeing symptoms coming forth for people who may have been exposed to this case.
And what would those symptoms be?
So those symptoms would be, we think about it as the three C's. So a cough, a runny nose, or they call that coryza, and red watery eyes or conjunctivitis. Additionally, you're going to see a fever higher than 101 degrees, and you're also going to see a rash. So it'll be red flat areas all over your body, but they will also have some raised bumps. You can also see coplic spots, which are small spots with white or blush white centers on the inside of the cheeks. So those would be some of the symptoms you would see if you were exposed to measles and you became infectious. Now, just a reminder, you know, we do have a vaccine that prevents measles, and ensuring that you are up to date on your vaccines will protect you. Now, not everybody is able to get immunizations because they're either allergic to an ingredient in the vaccine, or they're not old enough yet, or they might have a compromised immune system, like somebody going through chemotherapy treatments. So it's really important that the rest of the population vaccinate themselves to protect those individuals who are more vulnerable. So you had asked, how infectious is measles? Measles is caused by breathing in a virus that's carried on droplets from other people's coughs or sneezes. And measles is one of the most contagious infectious diseases known to exist. So people can spread measles for several days before they get the rash until several days after the rash develops. So you could have been exposed to measles by somebody who didn't realize that they had measles. It's very important that we focus on prevention and checking those vaccine records. But if you were in either of those locations, you know, please contact your provider, let them know, especially if you do become symptomatic.
And with those symptoms, what's the biggest threat to your health?
So some of the complications that you hear, because, you know, everybody says, you know, measles is incredibly contagious. It's something you want to prevent against. So it can lead to pneumonia. It can lead to swelling of the brain, or encephalopathy, they call it, which can, you know, lead to death and other issues. Middle ear infection, which can cause deafness, diarrhea, and it can also cause death. It is not something to take lightly. If you were exposed, we do want to ensure that you seek treatment, but contact your provider via phone, because if you were exposed to measles, you do not want to walk into an ER. You do not want to walk into a clinic. You want to make arrangements with your provider to be seen so that you don't expose additional individuals.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski speaking about a measles exposure in Iowa. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.